from Université Marne-la-Vallée, France, in collaboration with Lebanon, University of Keslik, and also Télécom Paris. So I would like to talk about my joint work with Jean-Christophe Pesquet, Joanna Farah, Munir Kanish, and Beatrice Popescu.
You want to wait a couple of minutes before starting because we've got...
As you want.
Okay. We can start 5 minutes early, but I don't want that far to start that far in advance. Otherwise, people coming in may feel. So we've got a couple more minutes to fill. Yeah. So. So one question which may be useful to ask in the audience, how many people here represent industry? Are there any participants here from industry, or everybody here is from academia? What fraction are students? And the rest I take are faculty. One of the questions that IEEE is debating in terms of ICASP and its overall evolution is the involvement of industry. That's the reason I was trying to poll. One of the things they're doing is polling the attendees of ICASP. If there are not many industry attendees, then the feedback they get is also quite biased. So that's good to know. So at this point, we will start. So, Mireille, please.
So I will present proximal splitting method applied in depth estimation. I have divided my presentation into four parts. First, I will give you an overview of stereoscopic basics, and then I will present my energy model that will be a convex function minimized under different convex constraints, modeling prior knowledge and observed data about my estimate. And then among different methods in the state of the art, I will present one of the most competitive methods based on subgradient projection approach. Then I will move on my proximal technique based on proximity operator computing and direct projections. Finally, I'll present some results as well as application of our disparity estimation, estimated disparity applied in stereo image coding. So let's start with the definition of the disparity. Given two images taken from two different points of view, we can see that the same pixel in the left image is represented by coordinate x and y, for example, and is represented in the right image with a pixel with different coordinate. So we will notice by x prime and y prime. We define the disparity simply as the difference between these coordinates. So u will be the difference between x and x prime, y minus y prime. Or our images are rectified, so y is equal to y prime, and the disparity is simply the difference between x and x prime. Our problem to estimate is to estimate the disparity u. So we aim to find the corresponding pixels in the left and the right image. In the state of the art, we can find many approach. Between them, we can mention feature matching approach where they extract curves and segments from the images. Also, global methods as a dynamic programming and variational approach where they minimize a global energy function. Also, sometimes they use local correlation windows as normalized cross-correlation approach. In what follow, we will apply a variational method where our cost function will be another measure between the left image and the right image compensated by the disparity u. And we will use an error measure phi that is a proper lower semi-continuous convex function. And the sum of this error will be on our image support D. But this function is non-convex with respect to the disparity U. So to avoid a non-convex optimization problem, we will suppose that the right image compensated by the disparity U is differentiable. And we will consider the first Taylor expansion of this nonlinear term. And in fact, we will compute this first order expansion in the first estimated U bar. So our right image compensated by the disparity U will be equal to the right image compensated by the initial value U bar minus U bar multiplied by the horizontal gradient of the disparity compensated right image. So to simplify the notation, we will consider as T is a gradient, R is the right image compensated by the disparity U bar plus U bar T minus the left image. So our cost function will be the error measure phi, which is convex function of the TU minus R. And the sum always is on the support image D. But if we aim to search the disparity U that minimize our criterion, in this case, this problem is an ill-posed problem because we can find an infinite solution of this convex function. So we will add some convex constraint, modeling prior knowledge and observed data about our estimate. That means we will present our problem as a set theoretic estimating problem. That means we will search our disparity U that minimize our criterion J and belong to the intersection of different constraints that we considered. So what can be this constraint? It can be the knowledge about the minimal and maximal amplitude of the disparity U. Or also, it can be the we can introduce an upper bound on the total variation of our disparity map. And this constraint, we can notice that it's preserved the discontinuities and smooth the homogeneous areas. Or it can be a wavelet constraint. We can introduce an upper bound also on the norm L1 norm of the wavelet coefficients of our disparity. So to summarize, we are minimizing a convex criterion J under different convex constraint. As I said before, that subgradient projections is one method introduced before in 2009 by Milad, and used, in fact, to solve this problem, a strict convex quadratic function because of the algorithm they used. And also, they were obliged to add convex term, which is alpha U minus U bar square. So their criterion is a quadratic, strictly convex criterion. And also, they use subgradient projections of the disparity U under different convex constraints that they considered. And this minimizing is on the non-occlusion areas in the two images, left and right one. That means we considered here just the pixels that appear in the left and in the right image. In what follow, we will solve our problem that is a convex function J under different convex constraints that we considered, but we are not obliged to use just strictly convex quadratic function. We have a great flexibility in the choice of this criterion. So to introduce, I will introduce the definition of the proximity operator. First, if we have a point Y that we want to project it on a convex set C, we can find this projection by minimizing the problem indicator function of this constraint plus the quadratic distance between x and y. So if we solve this problem, we can find the projection of the point y on the convex constraint C. If we replace the indicator function by an arbitrary function f, so our problem will be minimizing the function f plus the quadratic distance between x and y. And the solution of this minimization problem will be the proximity operator of the function f at the point y. Just to rewrite our problem in a different way, so we are minimizing our convex function j under different convex constraint that can be modeled by linear operator Li. And the minimization is on the non-inclusion areas and using the error measure phi, which is convex, function of TU minus R. How we can solve it? Here I will present a parallel proximal algorithm, which especially will be the PPXA plus algorithm, which allow us to minimize this convex function with some closed convex constraint CI. How? Just if we are able to compute the proximity operator of the criterion J and project directly our estimate on different constraints CI, so our problem will be solved. So simple, PPXI plus algorithm. So we initial our algorithm with some weights related to the convex constraint that we have, and also positive constant related to the const function that we have. We initial our matrices, and we compute a factor Q, which is an averaging of different linear operators that we have in the convex constraint. As we see that in each iteration in our algorithm, we project each matrices on the convex constraint, and also we compute the proximity operator of the criterion J divided by gamma. So we update our matrices Zi and our disparity U by relaxation parameter lambda n. So the most important in this algorithm is that we compute the proximity operator of the criterion J, and we have explicit form for different convex convex cost function. And the direct projection on the convex constraint CI is not so so difficult. So to improve the performance of this algorithm, I will present some results. The first one corresponding to the pair corridor. Here we present the left image and the related ground truth. And I will present some generated disparity map using different method to compare it to our method. The first one is the block disparity estimation. The second one that I presented before using a strictly quadratic convex function based on subgradient projection. And our PPXI plus algorithm, and we choose the L1 norm as an error measure in our cost function. Also, we compute the PSNR between the generated disparity map and the ground truth. As we see that our method gives the best result and some visual improvement in the disparity map that we have. Another result on the Teddy pair, so the left image and the ground truth, and generated disparity map using the same method. I will repeat the BDE, it's a block disparity estimation, and L2 norm, which is strictly convex function, and L1 norm based on PPXA plus algorithm. As an application of the estimated disparity map, we'll present its application in stereo image coding. As we know that to compare the method in stereo image coding, we code first the left and the right image independently. And here we apply the same transform on the left and the right image using 5-3 wavelet-like transform. Many works are done in stereo image coding using John coding scheme based on compensation image disparity, compensation disparity image. So it consists to code one image, here we choose the right one, and a residual image here can defined with the difference between the left image and the right image compensated by the disparity U, and always the disparity U is coded. So we have three images to code, the right, the residual image, and the disparity. And here we will compare our three method, block disparity estimation, dense disparity estimation using strictly convex quadratic function and L1 norm based on PPXA plus algorithm. The resulting wavelet coefficients are encoded using JPEG 2000. And also generated dense fields are encoded by applying a quadratic decompositions followed by an entropy coding with H.264. So here we present the PSNR of the reconstructed images, left and the right one, versus the bit error rate. As we see that the independent scheme gives us the less PSNR, and the compensation disparity estimation here gives the best result. That means that joint coding scheme gives the great PSNR. And we compare the PSNR given by our method, represented by the red curve, dense disparity estimation using the L1 norm, and dense disparity estimation using the strictly convex function, which is quadratic, and the block depth estimation. As I said before, that our criterion J is convex, and we have great flexibility in the choice of our error measure. So we can use this advantage to in the case when our images present some noise changes. That means if you have, for example, salt and paper, we degraded the corridor pair with salt and paper, so we can use L1 norm. Or when we have Poisson noise, we can use this Kullback distance, for example. Because when we have Poisson noise, we can improve that Kullback distance can be used to make less this effect of perturbations. So here we compare the L2 norm to PPXI plus using L1 norm when we have salt and paper noise changes. And we can see that in our result, the noise is, we don't have noise, in fact. And when we have Poisson noise, the disparity map present more smooth areas and preserve discontinuities for the objects that present in the disparity image. And some numerical results using the SNR and absolute error measure are given, and it proves that our method gives or provide an accurate depth map. To conclude, I would like to summarize. So we form our problem as a convex function that we are minimizing under different convex constraints. And we have the advantage to choose the error measure as we want. So we have various criteria. And also, just if we are able to compute the proximity operator of the criterion and also make direct projections of the estimate on different convex constraints, so we can run the algorithm simply. And also, I present two applications in the presence of noise. When in the left and the right image, and also in the in stereo image coding. What I'm working on in this time is extending my algorithm in the case when I have illumination variation, and also I would like to apply it for the color images. That is, thank you for your attention.
Still have time for questions since we're ahead of time. So the projections you compute are computed analytically or numerically?
Numerically.
Numerically.
Yeah.
So what is the computational load of the scheme as compared to the alternatives that you presented?
Comparing to the subgradient projections?
You had BD and the other option, yeah.
In the block disparity estimation, it's block. In fact, based on the block disparity, so they compute the block and etc. But in subgradient projection, they are obliged to compute the subgradient operator for the. So when they use, for example, the total variation, they are obliged to compute the subgradient differential of the total variation and apply the projection on the convex. But in our method, in fact, we apply direct projections of the operator on the convex constraint.
No, but I was asking the computational complexity. How much time does it take to run these different alternatives? Are they comparable? Are they vastly different?
In fact, we programmed these algorithms on MATLAB software, and now we are applying in GPGPU because as we see that in the algorithm we have the ability to parallelize the projection, we can project it parallel way, and also the proximity operator can be computed in parallel. So we are waiting, in fact, the results because the work is always they are working on, in fact.
Other questions? Vijay Raghun?
Good question. In fact, we are comparing to the subgradient projection technique, and it was proved that in 2009 it's the best technique comparing to the other methods. So we are given the results based on the best technique. So,
other questions? In that case, let's thank Mireille once again for the presentation.
Thank you.